Hi, Sally Splane. Welcome back to the Garden Show and Home. We are being brought to you by Victoria Gardens Plant Nursery and Garden Center on Route 213 in Rosendale, victoriagardens.biz. Closed for the season, but plan for spring. Stories Nursery in Freehold, New York, a gardener's destination for over 60 years. Open year round. Visit them at storiesnursery.com. A Phantom Gardener, sustainable and organic garden solutions on Route 9 in Rhinebeck and at thephantomgardener.com. And Tony Capalbo is here from the Phantom Gardener. They're open Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Go spin the seed rack.
Yep.
And, you know, get ready. It's happening. You know, make sure you got all your stuff together. It's hard to believe that it's actually March. Why does it feel like January?
Well, the 2 feet of snow on the ground doesn't help that situation at all. No.
Really? So,
yep.
We were talking about like, yes. The profusion zinnia series is
yep.
a good one.
They're just a really easy plant for me. You know, they really, it's so little care and, you know, very little fertilizer. They don't mind being really mistreated, I guess, if you will. You know, they're okay with that. They don't mind drying out in between watering. They don't mind that heat. They don't, you know, they're pretty tough. There's no deadheading involved whatsoever with them. They're there. So they've always done really well for me.
So they did that with petunias too. They made self-deadheading petunias.
Yes. We used to do a lot of the petunias at the fairgrounds. I did very well with them for a long time. And then probably 4 or 5 years ago, they really started to, they washed out right before the fair on me and really lost all their buds, all their blooms, everything. I had budworm at one point 1 year, which was a whole nother issue. So I stopped. I kind of went away from them for a while, just took a break. And I don't know if it's going to be next year or the year after, I might go back to some of them. But I'm still using some of the petunias in the planter boxes, but I'm not using them in the beds and in large masses right now. So, yeah. And
why
so
do you
I've
think
had
that
issues
is?
with them.
Do you think
I don't
that?
know. I don't know. Some of the stuff I was reading was like, oh, go through and give them a haircut. Like, 4 or 5 weeks before the fair. So like the end of July, give them all a haircut, cut them back a little bit, and then they'll flush back out, which did work, but it's a whole nother layer of something
Work.
that I have to do that, you know, really isn't that much time. So I just, you know, like I said, the zinnias have been performing so well that it's kind of hard to go away from them when they're performing that well for you, you
Yeah.
know?
And especially since, yeah, you got to go red, white, and blue for the 250th.
Yeah.
You
So.
use, it seems like you use a lot of tropicals, like elephant ears and.
Yep. Yep. And we save those. A lot of the elephant ears and the canines and the canas and that kind of stuff, I dig them up every year and we save a bunch of them in the greenhouse. And then the staff at there actually pots them all up, usually around the second or third week of March. They pot all of them up and start them in the greenhouse. And then I put them in the ground, you know, middle of May. So we save all of those, but yeah, we use quite a bit of those. They do really well for me. The elephant ears, the past couple of years have really been performing really, really well. I mean, I had one leaf that was almost 4 foot across last year. So it was huge, huge. So, and it was really pretty. So when we've gotten some cool, like I always have to keep my eye open. If I get like a cool one in here at the store, I bring it down there and then we keep it and try it year to year. So I've gotten a couple variegated ones that are really neat looking. So, you know, we do a lot of that. So it's fun. That part I enjoy.
So if somebody has them in their basement, don't take them out if you don't have a greenhouse.
Right. No, don't take them out if you don't have a greenhouse. You got to wait until the ground's above 52 degrees, 55 degrees before you can plant them, you know. But
What do you think that's going to be?
Yeah, exactly. August. But, yep. So, yeah, you definitely don't want to do that. Keep them in a cool, dry place for the winter and then plant them in this early, you know, mid-spring, early to mid-spring.
I have sometimes had good luck just because I plant them in pots.
Yep.
It's just making sure the pots are really dry, burying
Yep.
them in the pots.
Yep. Oh,
And
yeah.
And then just putting them out in the pots, because I think pots warm up so fast. I mean, I think that is the joy of the hanging basket, is that
Yeah,
all.
they're out and surrounded by the, that warmer air or sooner than the ground is, so they definitely warm up a lot faster.
So, yeah. So, do you guys, are you thinking about hanging baskets?
Not yet. Not yet. That's a ways off yet. We got till Mother's Day to worry about hanging baskets, so I've
Yeah.
got time yet. Yeah, we've got plenty of time on those. So we've got some good suppliers for them, so that they do really nice mixes and stuff like that. So, yep.
And one of the things, too, is that almost everybody's sales yards are covered in snow.
Oh yeah. Yep. We've been actually went and looked at a couple different greenhouse and growers and garden centers over the winter. We kind of go around and pick other people's brains and see what's working for them, and just travel around, kind of networking a little bit. And everybody's place is completely covered in snow right now. So, yeah. Yep.
Well, insulation.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Although, our fruit trees, I think they sent us all our stuff. Our fruit trees, I think, are coming the second week of March, first week of March. They'll be shipped to us. So we've got, I think it's like 300 trees coming, all
Wow.
container trees. Yeah.
So if you
Yep.
can dig a hole, you can plant a tree.
Oh yeah. Yep. They'll be
Boy,
ready.
this will be a good, I mean, the ground is going to be so wonderful when we
Oh
see it.
yeah. It'll be nice starting out the spring not in a deficit when it comes to moisture.
Yeah.
That's one thing we won't have to worry about. We won't, a couple of years ago, past few years, we've always been, down on how much moisture we had. And this year, actually, that's the one real good thing to having this much snow, is it's going to melt, go into the ground slowly, and really do going to help out a lot of plants in that sense. So I guess the silver lining there, if you want.
Yeah. And I think one of the other things to think about is, I'm a late mulcher,
Yeah.
but this year the ground's going to be so nice and moist, and mulch is going to keep that moisture right in there.
Oh yeah.
I'm going to
Yep.
try and get out there and do some mulching earlier.
Earlier. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. I think it's going to be difficult though to get too early this year, because things are going to be so wet that you'll almost be doing damage. You
Yeah.
could really mess up your ground by working too much of it when it's that wet. So you got to be careful with that, that you're not, too early where it's real muddy, because then you start really messing with the soil that way too, and that's not always good for things.
Yeah, crushing the air out of the soil with your
Yeah.
feet
Yeah.
is like, it sounds like, well, why does there need to be air in the soil? But there does. And
Oh, yeah.
all those little microbes and, everybody that are living in there, they like oxygen. They're aerobic, not anaerobic.
Oh, yeah.
Anaerobic is when there's no oxygen and things
Yeah,
start
everything,
stinking.
trees, perennials, all of that needs some kind of oxygen. It is all, obviously not as much as we need, but they all need that oxygen and that root, the air to the root system. So if you work overwork your soil, you can definitely kill it off pretty quickly.
Yeah, boy. And I just keep I'm I keep saying this, but I see things that are starting to bud,
Yeah.
even though they're covered in snow. They are starting to bud, and the temptation is to I couldn't get out there and prune if I had to. I mean, if I had to, I could, but why would I put
Yeah.
myself through that?
Yep.
But
No, not yet. It's not worth it. It's not worth it. Those
no.
trees will be just fine on their own for a little while longer. If you don't get to it this year, it's not the end of the world. They'll be okay. That's, it is
Yeah.
what it is. So,
And I'm surprised. I mean, I have some broken stuff,
yep.
but I'm surprised I don't have more,
Yeah, I wonder if a lot of it, though, we had a normal even fall. Like the leaves were off the trees. Things went dormant. We didn't have that weird warm spell where things kind of woke up and then got another cold spell. There isn't a lot of damage, even with all that wind from the storm a while, a couple of days ago, and all of that stuff. I didn't have even any limbs down at my house. And I think that
Yeah.
the tree, everything just sort of, it went dormant the way it was actually supposed to go dormant, and you're not seeing problems because of that.
Yeah.
That's a theory anyway. sounded
Yeah.
okay in my head.
Because this the last storm for me was fairly wet, and there was a lot of what I call peltage. After I shovel, I go, it's all over except for the peltage, because
All coming off the trees.
but it hung on to that stuff for a really long time, but I'm surprised at how little damage I'm seeing.
There isn't much. Nope. So far.
So
So,
far,
yeah.
so good.
Right.
Okay, so we're going to take a quick break. Tony Capalbo is here from the Phantom Gardener. And they are open Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays. Garden Show and Home brought to you by North Elm Home Furniture, Accents, and Mattresses on North Elm Avenue in Millerton, northelmhome.com. Limber Tree Services, Hudson Valley's professional arborist, limbertree.com. And SCR Fence, design and installation of gates and fences for your home, farm, or business. For service commitment and reliability, visit them at scrfence.com. Taking a quick break, we'll be right back.